Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this Days and with Saj podcast. It is I, your host, Sajida Dahlia. And before we begin with this episode, I would like to thank you guys for your patience. I really appreciate it. I know. Where have I been? What have I been doing? I've been studying for my exams. I've been writing my exams. And I was unable to record a podcast episode because when I'm studying for my exams, I feel like any other time I use aside from reading is time wasted. And I didn't want to record the episode and feel like I wasted my time recording a podcast episode. I don't know if you guys get the mental map, but that is why I said I was going to hold it off till I'm almost done with my exams when I'm a bit calmer. And now I only have one more paper left. That's on Saturday. So I'm a bit calmer now. And I have a project left that's for next week. So, guys, today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to notice if your friends are in a competition with you. This episode was suggested last year on the 12th of December. I asked on my Instagram what you guys wanted me to talk about on the podcast, and a lot of you came through. And I recorded an episode on one, but then I left the rest. I wrote them down in my notes, and today I picked one out of it, which is how to notice if your friends are in a competition with you. So now let us get on with the episode. So the first sign that could indicate that your friends are competing with you is constant comparison. This could be when your friends frequently compare themselves to you. It could be in different areas like achievements, it could be possessions. Let's say you got a new bag. It's a really expensive bag. It's branded. It's really cute. And your friend walks up to you and sees the bag, and the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, "Oh my gosh, is it fake? I have the same exact one, but it's the original." What exactly is your point for that statement? Make it make sense. I don't understand. Make yourself clearer. It could be apparent when your friend could constantly be asking people, "Oh, between her and I, who is prettier? Who looks better in this? Who is finer?" That's your friend. What's the point of all this? Majority of the time, people compare themselves to their friends because they want to gain validation and recognition from their peers. But why does it matter? Because when you compare yourself to your friend in search of validation from other people, you are giving them the power and the chance to do that same thing to you. On the days you're telling yourself, "I am done with the comparison between I and my friend," they're not going to stop because you gave them the power to do so to you guys. So they're going to always compare you guys to one another because you started it. And because you started it, it's like telling them it's a go-ahead for you to do that. So another sign is when your friends are trying to one-up you, when they're trying to outdo you, basically. They're always trying to outdo and overshadow your accomplishments. Basically, they're never just happy for you. They just want to prove that they can be better than you and they can do better. I have a story time for you guys on this one. So I started boarding school in Jest 2, but then this story took place in my Jest 2 or Jest 3. I can't really remember. So we were in the boarding school. It was one night. Everyone was just chilling in the hall. And I can remember I was really excited because I got a really good score on one of my tests. I can't really remember. Then there was my room. In fact, she was my roommate. Then she was complaining that, "Oh, I have this issue that whenever I get a good grade and I'm happy about it, that I keep talking about it. Am I trying to make them feel bad or something?" And mind you, my mind did not even go there. I'm just that kind of person. When I get a good grade, I'm always happy about it and I will talk about the things I'm happy about constantly. And the thing is, we did our assignments together, we studied together. This babe was trying to use her words to tone down my achievements. And I did not get it at that point. But then now I actually do because it made me feel so bad. And everyone started, not everyone, but a few people started to join in on the "Let's tone down her spirits" movement. So So that same day when she was complaining, constantly nagging, there was this guy that interfered in the whole issue. And she was like, oh, that, and she was complaining to him that I have this problem. I'm always happy about my grades, all this, blah, 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 blah. Then he was like, okay, you guys are in the same class. You're competing for the hierarchy of first, second, third. And she's going up, so why are you complaining? Isn't it like a competition? She's like, no, it's not meant to be a competition. That's why she making it. I wasn't making it seem like a competition. You're the one who was making it seem like a competition. But then he was like, it's a competition between classmates because we're all battling for first, second, third. But then her own side of what she thought was the competition was that I was doing better than her. Mind you, we were doing our assignments together. We were studying together. We basically did everything together. She was my roommate. And so I really had no idea where all this animosity was coming from. And because of this, I was labeled as an ITK in my class for my just 20. It was so bad that on the day we had career day in hostel, I was so down bad like the whole week, the whole 2 weeks before that our hostel master was like, oh, my parents can take me home for the weekend and bring me back on Monday. All this animosity was coming from my classmates, from my own classmates. These are people that we ate together, we talked together, we did literally everything together. People I considered my friends. This same experience did not happen to only me. So after just 3, I left the school, I went to a different school. My friend, she went to the school and she did her SS1, 2, and 3 in that school. She's a really intelligent person. She's really book smart. And you know the thing about being intelligent is it's not something you shout it at the top of the roof, no. You don't tell people, oh, I'm intelligent, I'm book smart. It's not something you say. It's something people have to see for themselves. When she started in the school, the class, same classmates as I had, she made friends, they all talked, everyone was being nice and calm and everything. Then they started to write tests, and the teachers would come, oh, highest grade, it was her. Another test, highest grade, it was her. That is when the problem began. These people started having secret meetings that, oh my gosh, she's a deceiver. That how can she deceive them? That, oh, they didn't know she was smart. Mind you, assignments, they were doing it together, studying together, everything together. These same people started to build this kind of resentment towards her because she was intelligent. These same people that she considered her friends. It's so wild the way people can switch up on you when they know they can't meet up to your level. Another time your friend may try to outdo you or one-up you is, let's say you play sports. You play football, you're a very sporty person, you train hard, you work out. Basically, you're just on a Zoom on the sport. Maybe you're trying to go pro. So you're really fast and you can play well, and your friend is on the same team as you. But because they don't have the chance to be where you're at, they always criticize you just to make themselves feel better. And you know, whenever you're doing well, you're always going to have haters. So on the same team, there are probably people that are hating on you for your success on the team, and they're going to agree with the other person. Oh yeah, he's not fast enough. Damn well they know you're the fastest on that team and you train to be the fastest. But they're going to say, oh, he's not that fast. This person, his friend, is faster than him, just because they want to, in air quotes, humble you. It happens. It happens everywhere. Maybe it hasn't happened to you, but it has happened to definitely someone around you. Another sign that your friend may be in competition with you is copying or imitating you. Guys, this one is the most obvious because I'm sure a lot of you have witnessed this or have seen it pan out in someone else's life. A friend would literally criticize something you're doing and would begin to do the same thing the next day. For example, copying your style. Maybe you dress in a certain way and you're always getting compliments from it. The next day, your friend begins to dress in the same way. It's okay if okay. It's a style that everyone emulates, and it's like, oh, let me try it. But this one, you've been dressing this whole way your whole life, and then they tell you sometimes, they try to criticize what you're wearing. Oh my gosh, the color is not nice, the pattern is ugly, or it doesn't fit you, it doesn't fit your body type. Okay, Mrs., I make clothes for a living and I know which clothes fits everybody's body type. Thank you very much for your opinion. I'm going to wear what I like. And mind you, that same outfit, she's going to copy it and she's going to wear it tomorrow. And she's going to get the same compliments that you were getting just because she wanted that validation from people. And it's not just about copying your dressing or your style, no. It could be copying your mannerisms or speech patterns. Don't get me wrong, sometimes people might imitate you because they admire you, or it's just a way of connecting for some people. But then some people, it indicates underlying competition, and it's a form of them to measure up to your accomplishments. So sometimes you have to be very careful because for some friends, imitation can be genuine. You know, sometimes you can adopt a new hobby. Maybe it's reading, and your friend is someone that never really liked reading. And one day they're like, oh my gosh, I like how you're always reading. Maybe I'm going to try that as well. You see, that's a form of imitation. But then your friend isn't doing it because everyone sees you as a reader, everyone sees you as that, and they want people to see them in that way. No. They admire the fact that you're able to read these kind of books and you learn from them and you act them out in your day-to-day. So they want to experience that as well. And they let you know that they're going to try it out. And if you notice, your friend didn't criticize your reading, that, oh, you're always reading all these books. They're not going to help you. And they start doing it the next day. No. They admire that and they want to adopt it as well. So the last one I'm going to talk about, the last sign, is lack of genuine support. This is when your friends struggle to genuinely celebrate your successes or even offer support when you're going through hard times. Maybe you start something new and you're doing really good at it, and all of a sudden, some of your friends don't reach out to you and show how proud they are of how far you've come and all that. Rather, they might criticize you, nitpick on little things, try to sabotage you, in fact. And at the same time they're doing that, they're going to seek validation from you and their other friends just because they want to receive reassurance that they are just as successful and capable of what you're doing. For example, let's say you started something new and it's thriving, you're becoming really successful in it, and you go out to celebrate with your friends. That day is meant to be all about you and what you're achieving. But then because they are feeling like there's a competition between you guys, they're going to subtly bring up their own accomplishments and take all the attention away from you to themselves. These kind of people feel like you being successful means they are being unsuccessful. But then no, you and your friend can succeed together. That is why you guys are friends. You guys are pushing one another to be the best versions of yourselves. If you are someone that has noticed all of these signs that I've listed above, it is important to approach your friend with these observations with empathy and open communication. Don't go in all harsh and like you're ready to fight. No, this person is your friend and always has been your friend. It's just sometimes people get in over their heads and they start to behave in some type of way. Even though they didn't come to you with the intention of friendship, maybe they just wanted to come into your life to prove to themselves that they are better than you. I feel like empathy is the only right choice of approach and open communication. If you feel like there was nothing genuine about your friendship with that person at all, and it was always them making everything about themselves and trying to compete with you, cut them off. Don't entertain anything else. But if you feel like your friendship with that person was really genuine, you guys had a lot of good times, but then the person started to act out one way or another, then the best way is to express your concerns and try your best to understand their perspective of how they see things. Also remember that healthy friendships are built on mutual respect, support, collaborations. So when you address all the feelings of competition, it can help strengthen your relationships and foster a more positive dynamic. So guys, that is all that I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you guys. And this is our 10th episode. That is crazy. 10 weeks. 10 weeks of the Stays and with Saj podcast. Okay, it's not 10 weeks, it's more than 10 weeks because I took like 3 weeks of break. So, but then this is our 10th episode and we're still in season one. Season one is going to comprise of 15 episodes, so we have 5 more episodes to go. And we are already halfway through February. A lot of my listeners are also writing exams, I presume. So I hope you guys are studying and I wish you all the best in your exams. I'm also really excited to be done with my exams and I'm looking forward to seeing my results because, alhamdulillah, I am optimistic about what I wrote in my exams. So I'm just going to pray and I'm just looking forward to seeing the result. So guys, I hope you enjoyed the rest of your February. Hopefully, inshallah, next week I'm going to release another episode on Wednesday or on Thursday. I'm still trying to find the balance, but then next week is jury. They made us take an architecture course this semester, so we have to do jury for that same course and display all our projects and to be graded on them, I guess. So guys, I hope you have a lovely day. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcast on Spotify as well. If you have any questions, you can send me an email. My email is down below, sajidadahlia@outlook.com, or you can send me a message on the Instagram account at the Stay Zen with Saj podcast. I'm always looking forward to having conversations with you guys on Instagram or through the emails. I appreciate every one of your reviews and I'm looking forward to reading them. Thank you so much for listening till the end, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye!